Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, March 23rd, 2012, and blah, 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 Hunger Games. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and here is the news. In the movies last week, the number one movie was 21 Jump Street with $36.3 million. It was followed by The Lorax with $22.8 million, John Carter, $13.6 million, Project X with $4 million, and Act of Valor with $3.7 million. This week, The Hunger Games, The Raid, Redemption, Deep Blue Sea, and some other stuff in limited release is opening up. As of this morning, The Hunger Games reportedly took in $19.75 million at its midnight screenings last night. By comparison, The Dark Knight did $18.5 million on its opening midnight. According to Deadline.com, the estimates for the movie are basically it should do around $125 million this weekend over the three-day, and if it succeeds, it could really change when big summer movies are released. March is viable, but you knew that because 300. But really, I mean, there's no reason you can't release a movie at any time if it's going to be big, but, you know, they always release them in summer anyway because that's the way studios are. Why release anything fun in September, right? In the news, is The Office ending? Speculation continues to mount as Paul Lieberstein, the guy who plays Toby, stepped down as the showrunner for the series. Mindy Kaling's pilot on Fox has added Ed Helms to the cast. On the other hand, Kate Flannery had an interview on the Adam Carolla show this week, which sounded a little more optimistic, but maybe they're just covering or were deflecting. Assuming it isn't a joke, Lieberstein has taken a possible job on the Dwight spinoff called, for now, The Farm. And in case you missed the memo, James Spader already said he's leaving after this season. Alec Baldwin confirmed 30 Rock is doing another live episode in April. The last one was in 2010, and it wasn't so great. A trailer for Battlestar Galactica Blood and Chrome went up this week and has a young Adama doing Cylon killings and other fun stuff. The new Doctor Who companion has been cast as Jenna Louise Coleman, a 25-year-old British actress who exists to show me how old I am. I swear, the first picture I saw of her was just her face, and I'm like, is she 14 or 15, or how old is she? Then you see a full picture, and you're like, oh, no, she's an adult. But that's the problem of dangerous cropping. People look really young. Eddie Izzard has been cast as Grandpa Munster in the new Munsters reboot called Mockingbird Lane. The Hollywood Reporter reports 1984 is getting a remake from Imagine Entertainment. Jake Kasdan will direct a new Jason Segel movie called Sex Tape, which is going to confuse people looking for an actual Jason Segel sex tape. While the 1987 movie didn't leave a big imprint in pop culture, Ralph McQuarrie's Masters of the Universe movie art is now posted at a site called GaryGoddard.com. It shows a lot of interesting renderings of Eternia and some vehicles that were never shown in the movie, but the really cool thing is some of the Masters of the Universe vehicles drawn by Ralph McQuarrie look a lot like Star Wars vehicles, mini-rigs and what have you, so if you want to see another few designs and what could have been for another franchise, or if you want to see what more Star Wars vehicles could have looked like, GaryGoddard.com has the pictures. Also, we have exciting news this week for you Disney fans. The film The Emperor's New Groove is one of their most fun movies, but it had a particularly troubled history from its transition from a much more traditional and or serious animated film to the goofy pile of fun you got to see in theaters. There's a documentary called The Sweatbox, and it explores the changes and oddities surrounding the movie, and as of right now, unless they pulled it, you can see it on YouTube or perhaps a torrent site. It was made over 10 years ago, supposedly by Sting's wife. I didn't watch it yet. I'm hoping to get some time in today or tomorrow and see it on the YouTubes, but it could be exciting. I mean, if you like stuff about movies that never quite made it, here you go. On sale at Entertainment Earth. The Yamato USA sale is on, and it's one of our biggest sales yet. I'm not just saying that. I looked at the numbers. Buy one item, get a second for 40% off. That means this sale is too good. You can save on dozens of statues, action figures, and more from Yamato USA, including Fantasy Figure Gallery, which has some great fantasy art based on many of the great masters from the 70s and 80s. Numerous anime statues, some figures, a couple of robots, but mostly anime statues. Check it out, won't you? Sale.entertainmentearth.com. The sale ends Tuesday, and don't wait because this sale encompasses all in-stock and pre-order items, and you're probably not going to have a chance to save this big again anytime soon. So enjoy! We added a lot of new items this week, but one of the neater things this week, there's something going on, like if you're familiar with the whole 3D printing MakerBot scene, it's called a free universal construction kit, and the idea is you can, if you have a 3D printer, you can print a piece that can connect Lego toys to Kinex toys to Tinker toys to dozens of other construction toys. It's a really neat idea, and the download of the file is apparently free. It does not feature constructs, because they don't like the 1980s, but it's a nifty, nifty item that right now you can't actually buy. We also received a lot of new stuff this week, including Godzilla 5.5-inch super deformed vinyl figures, which are quite nice. They're all right. A Batman fleece bathrobe, because you can't take a bath without a Batman fleece bathrobe. And a life-size Lord of the Rings Supreme Edition Gollum statue. It's a life-size Gollum. You can put it in your house. You're going to love it. You're going to like it. It's pretty cool. I like it a lot. Oh, and of course, check out all the new stuff at entertainmentearth.com. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/enterth, and Facebook, just search for Entertainment Earth on Facebook. Can't miss us because we are everywhere except for where we're not. Thanks for listening, and see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.